Cardini, what do you want for Father's Day?
Peace and quiet.
Spoken like a true parent. Spoken like a true parent. How are you today?
I'm well, Lisa. Nice to talk with you.
Yeah, so 90 degrees right now, officially in Chicago. I would say this is the first real hot spell. And I started the show up by saying this is usually the day that your AC goes out and people got all angry with me. But it is true, right?
Oh, my gosh. The HVAC contractors, quite frankly, it's a love-hate relationship with this kind of weather because, you know, when it's mild outside, you know, nobody uses their systems. And this is probably for a lot of people, other than people that suffer from asthma and allergies, you're cranking this thing up and you probably, you know, have done nothing to service it or, you know, get ready for it. And then it goes from zero to 190 miles an hour. And the real test in the pudding will be tonight as these homes heat up. And, you know, there could be problems. Sure.
So what can we do to prevent problems? Let's talk about maintaining it or cleaning it. I know in the fall you always get questions on your show about whether you should cover your air conditioner or not.
Yeah, well, that if people did do that, you know, in the winter, make sure it's uncovered, right? Yeah. I mean, because that thing will, you'll burn that thing up in a second. The single best thing that everybody can do right now is go check your filter. If your filter is dirty, if you pull that thing out and you see it's just full of debris and discolored, if you do not have time to go to the hardware store or the home center right now to get a furnace filter, pull it out and let it run without it. Short term, it's not going to kill it. It's going to allow you, you know, it's going to allow it to breathe more easily. It's that extra pull if it's got to suck through a dirty filter that can cause a huge problem for people and have the system shut down. And then on the outside, when you go to uncover it, if it has been uncovered, you know, the cottonwood has been flying crazy the last few weeks. And that is the kiss of death for a condensing unit outside because it clogs those fins. And so get the garden hose out if you, you know, hopefully have it already out, and you can spray that thing down. In a perfect world, you're going to shut the system down. But if you sprayed it down while it's running, all you're going to do is spray water in your face a little bit, and that'll feel cool. So get those fins cleaned to allow the condensing unit to breathe more easily, and that could help you avoid a service call.
Yeah. And so let's say it's not running. Is there something that even someone who's not Mr. Fix-It could go out and check? So you're going to check the filter. You're going to make sure that it's not all clogged up.
Yeah, you're going to check the mix clogged up. You're going to shut the system down. A lot of times when a system won't run, there's a myriad of reasons. There's a very common thing is that, you know, if you hear it click on and the condensing unit clicks on for just a second and then it won't run, there's something called a capacitor. That's not anything that you can do yourself. You know, a lot of times if there's an issue with the refrigerant, if it was like, it was blowing cold and now it's just blowing and it's not, you know, there's not cold air coming out. If you're a lack of refrigerant, the thing is you need to shut the system down before the HVAC person comes because what can happen is that A coil becomes a block of ice and they can't do any service until that defrosts. And so as uncomfortable as you're going to be, if it's not running, don't just leave it running until the people get there. Shut the entire system down. Give it a few hours so that when they do come, they can perform a diagnostic and get it operating effectively.
And what if you have one or two or three zones in your house? Does the AC need to be on in every zone? Because I will tell you, I've made the mistake where I didn't know that the heater was still on in the basement and I turned the AC on upstairs. I'm worried that I did damage.
In that scenario, you have two separate systems as a zone. And so that is important that both are set to cool, of course. The other thing, too, Lisa, I was just thinking about, because our son and daughter-in-law just bought a new place, and I've been doing some work on it today in the 90-degree weather. And I went to go get their air on, and the humidifier, their whole house humidifier in the home that they just purchased, was still on. Oh. And so the last thing you want to do, check that if you have a whole house humidifier, is add more humidity, because right now it's not super humid. It's just going to get hot. But you don't want to add humidity because then it's just going to cause the AC to work harder and cost you more money in energy bills. But make sure all the zones are set to cool.
Or could you just have one on cool and the others off?
Correct. You absolutely
okay.
could.
Okay. Someone said they sprayed down the condenser, but they could never spray the dirt out at the bottom because it just doesn't fit through the weep holes. Should you just reach in there, get that cottonwood out?
That's fine. No, you can't get at it. That's fine. Just do your best. What's sitting at the bottom is not the end of the world. The only way that gets out is you have to turn the thing on its side, and nobody's going to do that. Just get those fins clean. If there's a little dirt at the bottom, it's no big deal.
Someone said, in high heat, do we leave the fan on or leave it with auto?
So my rule of thumb is if we're going to have multiple days over 85 degrees, then you go to fan on because that helps it circulate the air more. This heat wave that we're going to get right now, you know, doesn't appear to be long term. And I think we're still relatively low humidity. I think I heard mm-hmm. Steve mention that the feels like temperature is, you know, actually lower than the predicted. So I think we're fine to leave it on auto, but the rule of thumb is if the weather forecast calls for multiple days above 85, switch it to fan on the whole time. That uses hardly any energy at all, will make your home more comfortable, and will lower your energy bill.
And should we switch the direction of our ceiling fans?
Sure. Yeah, if you had them running, clockwise, typically, they don't all spin the same way. But if you're standing underneath there and the fan's on and it's not blowing on your face, switch it. You want to move that air so you feel the breeze coming down. And let me tell you, ceiling fans are your best friends, and any kind, even a box fan in a corner. Moving more air for those fortunate enough to have air conditioning will really work. And for those that don't have air conditioning, moving that air is important as well.
So if you don't have air conditioning, you face the fan out, right, in the window like a box fan? To suck the hot air out?
Correct. If you've got a lot of hot air in the home, you know, it's a good idea to put it in a window and pull that air out, in particular when it's very humid, and then leave one. I would still have a couple in the home to circulate the air, but then if possible, if you have double hung windows, put the fan, drop the top window and put the fan up there because all the hot air rises. And we're going to pull more of that out and keep the cooler air down low.
Oh, that's smart. I've never thought of that. So what are you covering on the show this weekend?
Oh, my God. That's Saturday. We're actually, you know what, with Father's Day, I'm at that point in my life that I'm not really interested in more stuff. I just want to do things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk with somebody about some experiences that you can do for Dad, and anyone really, quite frankly, but it'll just be focused on Dad. Things that'll be a lot of fun that will be something to do either with as a family or send Dad out on his own, because I think that's a lot more fun than more stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. Happy Father's Day, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
That is Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. You will hear him Saturday morning at 6. Steve has the latest on the shooting in Dixon, Illinois. That is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.